Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're so glad you're joining us.
Yeah, great to be here.
Today we've got something really fun, a bit different. We're diving into a wonderful little story.
That's right. We're looking at excerpts from The Mustard That Mood.
Exactly. And our mission really is just to explore the super funny idea: what happens when a mustard bottle thinks it should be, well, mooing like a cow?
It causes some delightful confusion, that's for
Yeah.
sure.
Okay, so let's set the scene. Picture this: a refrigerator. Maybe a bit messy.
The usual suspects, some leftovers, maybe old ketchup packets.
Right, and some pickles that look a little suspicious. And living in there is this cheerful little mustard bottle. His name is Mooster.
Mooster. And Mooster has this very unusual habit.
He does. It's not about squirting mustard, not really.
No, every single time someone
No.
opens the fridge door, what does he do?
He lets out this big, loud whoo!
Just like a cow. Which, mustard bottles don't usually do.
Not typically, no. And imagine the reaction from the humans. Mom opens the fridge for milk and, ooh.
She's like, "Did you? Did you hear that?"
And Dad hears it too. He's probably wondering if the milk carton suddenly came alive or something.
Even the family cat is confused,
Yeah.
maybe whispering, I think our fridge might be haunted."
Right. But poor Mooster. This mooing isn't just funny, it's actually a problem for him.
Yeah, inside he's feeling, kind of mixed up. He doesn't feel like a proper condiment.
He sees the milk, the yogurt, the cheese, and he thinks they're the cool ones.
He actually wishes he was one of them. The story says he thinks they're moodiful.
Moodiful. Oh, that's clever. So he feels, what, inadequate? Like mustard isn't good enough?
Exactly. He thinks his yellow stuff isn't as special as white, milky stuff. So he tries to hide who he really is.
Oh, like how? What does he do?
Well, he tries to tuck himself away,
Yeah.
hides behind the butter skick.
Trying to blend in with the dairy crowd.
Pretty much. And he even practices standing really, really still, like trying to look solid and important, like a big wheel of cheese.
A mustard bottle trying to be a cheese wheel. That's quite the image.
It is. But does it work?
It sounds like. Probably not.
Nope. No matter how hard he tries to hide or be still, the second that fridge door opens and the light clicks on,
Whoa! Just bursts out of him.
every single time. He just can't help it. His true sound always comes out.
Okay, so things aren't going great for Mooster's plan to fit in, but then the story takes a turn, right?
It does. Things get a bit magical. One night, after the fridge light clicks off, shh, all the food starts to, come alive.
Ooh, like a secret party in the fridge.
Kind of. And Mooster gets a chance to talk about his problem. He finds a wise old wedge of Swiss cheese.
Swiss cheese seems like a good listener. Lots of holes to absorb worries.
Maybe. And Mooster confesses. He tells the cheese why he moves. He says he wants to belong. He spills his big fear.
What's that?
He whispers, "Nobody likes yellow goop on their hot dogs."
Ah, oh, poor guy. He really thinks he's just yellow goop.
Yeah, he thinks his mustardness is the problem. But just then, bam.
Well, not happens. Don't leave us hanging.
The fridge door flies open, and this kid, Max, bursts into the kitchen. He's on a mission.
A midnight snack mission.
Sort of. He yells, "Where's the mustard? I need it for my sandwich masterpiece."
Wait, he's looking for mustard, not milk or cheese.
Exactly. But Mooster doesn't realize this is good news. He panics.
Oh no, he thinks Max found him out, that he's gonna get thrown away for mooing.
That's exactly what he's afraid of. This is it, the moment he's dreaded.
So Max grabs him.
Yep, grabs Mooster, aims him at the sandwich, gives a big squeeze,
Yeah.
and the moo comes out. Louder than ever, probably.
And Max, is he angry? Scared?
Not at all. Instead of being freaked out, Max just laughs.
No.
Laughs so hard he actually falls off his chair. He thinks it's the funniest thing ever.
Wow. So the thing Mooster was so scared and ashamed of, Max thinks it's brilliant.
Totally brilliant. Mooster becomes an instant star. Max jumps up holding Mooster high.
And declares.
He shouts, "This is the best mustard ever." And then he runs off to show everyone, "Guess what? My mustard, it moves."
That's amazing. So Mooster went from hiding to being famous in like 2 seconds.
Pretty much. Suddenly, everyone wants the mooing mustard.
They're putting him on everything, right? Burgers, hot dogs.
Pretzels. The story even says they put them on pancakes once by accident.
Mooing mustard on pancakes? Okay, maybe that's going a bit far.
Maybe. But the point is, everyone loved the surprise. The story says even the grumpy grandma cracked a smile when she heard the moo.
That's the real test of success, making grumpy grandma smile.
You know it. So Mooster's whole world flips. He ends up sitting proudly right there on the shelf next to the yogurt he used to envy.
But not because he became yogurt, because he was Mooster.
Exactly. And the butter stick, the one he used to hide behind, it tells him, see, you were right to be you all along.
That's such a great message.
It really is. It boils down to this, doesn't it? You don't have to be like everyone else to be liked or, you know, loved.
Sometimes being a bit silly or different or totally unexpected.
That's what makes you special. Unforgettable, even. Mooster learned that people actually loved having a little moo with their mustard.
Okay, that's the lovely story part. But you know us. We need the facts, too. Let's drop a little knowledge nugget here.
Right. The fun fact. Because Mooster was a bit confused about where he came from.
He thought he should be mooing because he wanted to be dairy, like a cow product.
But here's the thing. Mustard. It's absolutely 100% not dairy. Not even close.
So what is it made from then?
It's made from tiny little mustard seeds, all ground up. Then they mix it with vinegar, maybe some water, and different spices.
Seeds and vinegar. Okay, definitely not from a cow.
Definitely not. Dairy things, milk, cheese, yogurt, those come from cows or sometimes goats or sheep. Mustard comes from a plant.
So Mooster's mooing.
Totally optional. It was just his own special quirky thing. Nothing to do with needing to be dairy.
Good to know. Science clears things up.
Always does.
So let's just quickly recap Mooster's incredible journey. He started out feeling embarrassed, right? Hiding his moo.
Uh-huh. Trying to be something he wasn't, hiding behind the butter.
And he ended up right next to the yogurt, totally proud of his sound, because being different was actually his superpower.
It made him the star of the fridge.
Now, the story has a fun little challenge for you listening. Mooster himself asks.
Yeah, he turns right to you and says, hey, kids, can you moo like a cow and D say something silly?
This is your chance. It's about mixing the unexpected, the moo, with everyday stuff.
Like try mooing like a cow and then say, pass the pickles.
Moo, pass the pickles. Or how about moo, more jelly on my spaghetti.
Oh, more jelly on my spaghetti.
Yeah.
See, it's fun. It's about being playfully different, just like Mooster.
Exactly. Give it a try.
And maybe we can leave you with one last little thought to chew on. Something from Mooster's adventure.
Ooh, okay. What is it?
Well, Mooster learned that his weird quirk made him special. So, the challenge for you is, next time you see mustard in your fridge,
yeah,
remember the science. It definitely didn't come from a cow. Maybe you can tell someone that fun fact.
Good idea. Spread the mustard knowledge. And remember Mooster's lesson. Sometimes the strangest things about us are the very best things.
Absolutely. Being you, even if it means mooing unexpectedly, is pretty great.
Thanks for diving in with us today.
See you next time.